song is entitled Eternal by Richard Lacey and Terrell Bryant, taking a look at this whole notion of whether or not God actually cursed the black race. We're in Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. Ham was the father of Canaan. Lock that into your memory banks because we're going to be looking at that again very, very shortly. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the earth. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of his wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in backward and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his, and let me stop for just a minute. You get the impression that when Ham saw his father's nakedness and then went and told his brothers, he wasn't telling them in such a way as to give the impression that he was concerned about his father and wanted to make sure that he was properly cared for in his state. You get the impression that Ham was actually making jest of his father, in a way disrespecting his father. The other two made absolutely sure that they showed their father the utmost of respect. Verse 24. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, you see, if his son had been out there telling his brothers what was going on because he was trying to be respectful and looking out for his father's best interest, it wouldn't have been worded that way. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan. The lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers." He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend the territory of Japheth. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave." After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Altogether, Noah lived 950 years, and then he died. I read verses 28 and 29 talking about the total span of Noah's life, because I just simply want you to know we're at the end of that discussion. We then begin chapter 10, verse 1. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. And from there, they begin to give the names of the sons of these three young men who were the sons of Noah. In other words, they began to give us the names of Noah's grandsons who were born to these three sons. Now, I've read to you the verses, the very verses that have been referenced as those who say that God cursed the black race, used to support their position. Now, having said that, let me ask you this. How many of you heard me read, and I was reading this to you. I want you to know that I did not quote anything. I read it straight from the New International Version of the Bible. And you can read any version you want to. You're going to come up with the same findings. First question, who spoke the words of cursing? And secondly, in other words, who pronounced the curse? And secondly, upon whom did that person pronounce the curse? Let me read it to you again, starting at verse 24. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan. The lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers." He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend the territory of Japheth. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave." Ladies and gentlemen, what you find there is that when we read the scripture, The very same scriptures that people have used to support the notion that God cursed the black race. First of all, you don't read about God cursing anyone. Noah pronounced the curse. Now that's first. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, what did he say? Cursed be Canaan. Now, remember, I asked you to lock something into your memory bank. I read to you several times, by design, Ham was the father of Canaan. Ham was the father of Canaan. A lot of people who talk about this notion of God having cursed the black race will point out that Ham was black. And they say, since Ham was black, and he did what he did to Noah, God cursed Ham. Is that what the Bible tells us? Is that what the scriptures say? Does the scripture tell us that God cursed Ham? And when we read the scripture, we know that the answer is a resounding no. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, who was Noah's youngest son? Noah's youngest son was Ham. Ham is the one who did his father wrong by going to his two older brothers and basically making a mockery out of his father while he was out, passed out from wine and was naked. And notice this. The Bible tells us very clearly Noah pronounced a curse. He said, Noah, the one who awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done, not to God, but to him, to Noah, to his father. And Noah said, cursed be Canaan. Notice this. Ham was the one who committed the offense that offended Noah. God did not pronounce to Noah the curse. Noah pronounced the curse. Noah did not even pronounce the curse upon Ham, who committed the offense. He pronounced the curse upon Ham's son, Canaan. Remember, verse 18, Ham was the father of Canaan. That's why I wanted you to lock that into your memory bank, the relationship, the connection. And when Noah found out what his youngest son, Ham, had done to him, he cursed Ham's son, Canaan. Not all of Ham's sons, because you turn to the scriptures and you will find that Ham had, just like his brothers, had more than one son. And so even if someone were to try to extrapolate and move on to say, well, if God cursed, even if it was Noah who cursed Ham, well, if Ham was black, the black race was still cursed. First, you got to ask the question, what was the race of Ham's brothers if Ham was black? What was the race of the sons of Shem and Japheth if the sons of Ham were black? But without getting into all of that real deeply, please notice, God did not curse the black race. Noah cursed one of his grandsons. Now that takes us to the Table of Nations, where, again, as I shared with you, we begin to find out more about the children of Noah's sons, which then takes us into a history of mankind. In fact, begins to take us into the beginning of warfare from Noah's age on. I'm not talking about from Adam to the flood, but from Noah's age, a time when man had our second beginning. Warfare begins. But I want to share something with you right now from the book, The Black Presence in the Bible, that begins to share with us the value, talk about the value of Genesis 10, what is often called the Table of Nations. The author, Reverend Walter McCrae, writes, the uniqueness of Genesis 10 points directly to its worth. Much of the value and importance of this passage of scriptures lies in the fact that through it, we can identify the origins of many of the peoples living today. That is, most of the nations we see in the world today can usually be traced back to a person or people whose name is provided in Genesis 10. It is possible for many black peoples the world over to trace their roots back to an ancient ancestor in this passage. Genesis 10 is in some measure a veritable African family tree. That's one reason that I do want to encourage you all. When you see these lists of names throughout the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, Leviticus, Numbers, other books, including the Table of Nations, Genesis chapter 10, even though you may not think that these scriptures are significant, they are significant. I'm not suggesting that you try to memorize all those names, but do know that we are going to see those names again. God put those names in the Bible for a reason. They will make significant, they will be of significance, great significance in the future. But even now, as the author, Walter Arthur McCrae says, many people can trace their roots right back to the ancient ancestor in this passage of scripture. However, he writes on, in addition to providing us with ancestral links, this unique passage also provides us with other geographical and political information which serves only to embellish our important black genealogical roots. I'm going to be sharing with you some more information about the black presence in the Bible. And one of the things that I want you to, because I want you to know, first of all, as I just shared with you from the scripture itself, this notion that God cursed the black race is absolutely false. I want you to know that. That is absolutely false. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that God cursed the black race. That's a concoction made up by some people. The other thing I want you to know is that on Monday, February 20th, we're going to be hearing more from the author of the book, The Black Presence in the Bible. I think it is so helpful to us when we discover the truth of the roles of what we now call the races that are referenced in the Bible. Walter Arthur McCrae has done some very, very intensive research on this matter. He's going to be really sharing that with us in detail when he joins us Monday, February 20th at 1 o'clock. So I want you to be sure to be listening out for that. When I come back, I'm going to share just a little bit more from this book, The Black Presence in the Bible. And then we're going to have some more inspiration from the authors. I want you to be inspired, though, in the meantime, to really open your hearts and minds to the truth of who we are. Really. I'll be right back.